What is up and welcome to another edition of the Newbie Brothers. Today we're going to be talking about a game that you're not going to believe that they're thinking about making a movie into. First of all, my name is Tank.
My name is Justin.
Your name is Bareback Hoodiestein.
Bareback Hoodiestein, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's some reports coming out that Epic Games is potentially working on a Fortnite feature film, trying to expand into the media division. I think from everything I was reading, the idea behind this is because a lot of the Apple versus Epic Games stuff, and they were trying to pin Fortnite into a game category or a gaming category. And that's how, you know, if you want to go back and read what was going on between Apple and Epic Games, you can. But I think for them, branching out a little bit more into media like this is interesting. And I just don't necessarily know where they would go in terms of a storyline. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I mean, I actually think there's a lot of potential here, honestly, because, you know, I don't know if it's a people get sucked into a video game type of thing or if it's a Fortnite verse, but with all of the characters that they have, their own characters now, including, you know, Fabio Horsecock or whatever his name is. What's his name?
Fabio Sparklemane.
Yeah, that guy. So, you know, they got a lot of their own characters, but it could also be a lot of fun to incorporate some of the other universe's characters that they've employed.
Could you imagine if they tried, if they started like a, like a news station in Fortnite? Like when you logged in, you could watch them broadcast the news, and it's like a banana is telling you the play-by-play of a sports game and all that stuff.
So this is the movie Free Guy, which I just watched, which was great. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Dude, watch it. It's fantastic. But this is like what it's like. So there's a guy on the news and he's reading the news. He's like, oh, chance of some jets coming in today and blowing up the building you're in. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what it would be like. You know what I mean?
It would be, yeah.
And that could be really fun. Or, you know, I mean, they could go the Jumanji route where a kid's playing Fortnite and gets sucked into it kind of thing. So the thing is they have almost too much.
And that's kind of what I was thinking is, like, if you go with a movie, are you then going to kind of limit what you can do in Fortnite in general going forward? Like, if you go with a storyline and you develop Peely and, you know, any of the other main characters, then you might not be able to use them for certain things going forward in the game.
No, I don't think so. I think at this point with, you know, the game, like the game has such a life of its own at this point.
Yeah.
That I don't think you hurt yourself with that. I honestly don't. Like, the movie's gonna be the movie. The hardcore people are gonna see it. I don't think it's not something that I would rush to see. You know what I mean? Like,
I just wonder the concept. Like, are they gonna, is it going to be very much tied to something that's happened in Fortnite the game, or is it going to be a very generalized, we're just using Fortnite characters and we're doing something else?
Would it be cool to see like Salty Springs in real life? Or, you know, it's kind of like when you go to Simpsons World at Universal. I mean, that's awesome to go to the Quickie Mart, but then like that's it, you know what I mean? Then like what else you got?
Which,
you know,
by the way, I got the chicken tenders there the other weekend.
I'm jealous. I'm still not going out in public yet. I'm still hiding out. So
I have to go work a fair gig this weekend.
You know, it's ironic because your wife's going to have an affair this weekend.
She did say she was going to try to come here. So we'll see. I laid that one up for you.
Hey, can I get a corn dog and some privacy?
I'll be honest with you though. So from somebody that is from up north, like we did fairs, right? We had fairs come through, but they're very different down here in the south. So a fair up north, right? You'll have the Ferris wheel. You have the other rides.
Sure.
And the carnival games where you try to hit the hammer and make the bell go off, and you know, the water one where you're just trying to beat the other people, or what is it, darts, and you try to pop the balloons and stuff like that, and the basketball ones. Like, we had all those. But and funnel cake and fried Oreos, stuff like that. We had those too.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Oh my God. I can't wait for funnel cake this weekend. But we didn't have like the cow parade or pig races or the chicken like pageant. Yeah.
See, that's wild to me because Pennsylvania is an agricultural place. Yep. Philly and
well, and you got to remember, like, I grew up pretty close to Philly. Like, I was 20 minutes from downtown.
You ever go to a state fair?
Yeah, yeah, we had a few come through, but no, there were no pig races, no cows.
No. See, every town has its own fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jacksonville has its fair. The fair is the Callahan Northeast Florida Fair.
Yeah.
And then there's the Jacksonville Fair.
Yes.
It's much bigger. And then there's probably a Florida State Fair somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's going to be even bigger. So when I was growing up, it would be like, so you go to the state fair or, you know, the fair in your area, and mm-hmm. there were always animals. There was always Future Farmers of America and people with show pigs. There was no parades necessarily, but there was like mini rodeos and just different stuff like that. And there was always kind of centered, almost not completely, but and especially in the beginning, there was a really high focus on farm type stuff.
Sure. I don't think maybe I was only going to like the local one, but I don't ever remember there being like animals there. But it does bring up a good question, because we were talking about the fried Oreos, the funnel cake. Mm. What would be your like top tier fair food? Like number one, you're getting that regardless over everything else. If you're going to a fair and you can only get one thing.
Man, that's tough, because, you know, thing is, kettle corn, bro.
Oh,
so kettle corn, you could buy it.
Yeah.
But unless it's done at a fair, it doesn't seem like it's done right.
It's different. You know what I
mean? Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can't really fade a funnel cake. You know what I'm saying? Like a funnel cake is top tier. I can get pretty much a good corn dog anywhere. You know what I mean?
And I would also say, I don't know if this is common at all places, but the one I'm working this weekend, the turkey legs.
Always like the turkey. You know what also is dope? Walking tacos. You ever had the walking taco?
Oh, in like a Dorito bag, yep. Like yep. Or Fritos, another one that they'll do.
They have a lemonade stand at that
lemonade
fair this weekend. That's dope.
Lemonade at the fair and lemonade at TPC Sawgrass. Two very different vibes you're gonna get, but both are phenomenal.
Yeah, it's the fresh squeezed and
like 9 pounds of sugar.
It is so sugary, it just hurts your jaw right here when you drink it, but it's like the most refreshing, delicious thing you've ever had in your life.
Yeah. So I would say, oh man, I would, yeah. Turkey legs, funnel cake, fried Oreos are always up there. Oh, I don't know if I had to pick one though. It's probably funnel cake.
Yeah, funnel cake's good, because like you can't. I feel like I've never had a funnel cake outside of a fair.
No, not at like a sporting event.
I don't think so. Not that
baseball. Baseball is big about funnel cakes. Or at least the Phillies were when we would go to Phillies games. Yeah,
the Royals games, man. We didn't have. Maybe it was focused less on the sweets. We did more like barbecue. Like we'd have like pulled pork nachos and brisket nachos and Sheboygan dogs, which is like a big brat with the onions and peppers on it. Oh, I'd kill you right now for a Sheboygan. but yeah, so like there's you know, I mean, for me it's probably funnel cake or kettle corn, because that kettle corn, sweet kettle corn, like you get the big chunks. I don't know, can't really beat kettle corn. I used to go to Silver Dollar City, which I know you've never heard of, but it's in the Ozarks.
Have you heard of the Ozarks? where the show's based out of.
Yeah, it's a mountain range. It's also a lot of hillbillies, right? There's a place called Silver Dollar City. It's like it's a theme park, but it's mostly like exhibits and like buildings and stuff like that. They've added a few rides more recently, but they also, they have like a lot of craftsmen. Like they'll have a guy blowing glass, okay, you know what I mean? And then glass is just sitting there smiling. no. All right. and then one of my favorite things there is they make in-house right in front of you pork rinds.
Ooh.
Like fresh out of the fryer pork rinds are pretty fantastic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania that I grew up going to called Knoebels, and they made homemade birch beer.
Ooh.
And that was really good.
Do you drink it warm?
You could get it warm or cold.
Yeah, warm birch beer.
Oh, dude. But I've never had like, I didn't put that in the fair food list because I haven't seen it at fairs.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I wouldn't put like the Dole Whip from Disney or the
Butter
beer from Universal in that category either. But yeah, and also, dude, there's a ton of these fairs like regionally that have their own things mm-hmm. that I always wanted to go try. It'd be like you see these people like on Travel Channel and shit where they have the job where they just get to go to fairs and try the different foods.
Feel about it.
That'd be the greatest job ever.
My dream job would be taking over for Guy Fieri on like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Like that would be the top.
That ain't a bad gig. I was wondering about shows like that because like what if like these guys just eat anything? You know what I mean? Like they don't have an aversion to anything. Like this, you know.
And I'm like that. I have like I don't hate.
Would you eat oysters?
I love oysters.
Ew.
Dude, I haven't. The only thing that's ever made me really like I ate it and I went, I'm probably never gonna eat this again was those little whole white onions. I forget the name of them, but there's like a whole little white onion. Yeah. The only thing that I've ever eaten that I actually was like, this is pretty gross.
Interesting.
Everything else, people will be like, oh, I'm sorry I cooked that wrong. I'm like, well, that tasted great to me. Like, that's why I wouldn't do that show well, is I would just think all of it's good. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the point, though. He goes around, he tells everybody how good their food is. Like, I can't fuck with that because, you know, somebody be like, here's a tongue sandwich. And I'd be like, get that away from me before I choke you.
I think it's Gordon Ramsay's doing a show now where he travels and he tries different cuisine from all over the place. He's eating crickets and worms and stuff. Down. Send me. It will not be a problem for me. And I will not gag. I will just eat it and be good to go.
Well, unless there's a pearl onion in there. I mean,
unless you throw a pearl onion on top.
Pearl onion in my scorpion salad.
Oh, it's like, oh, what was wrong with it? Oh, there was a pearl onion in it. Oh, you weren't worried about the live scorpion.
No, that was fine. Tasted good.
I always thought I would do good on like Fear Factor, you know, when they make them eat those like awful, awful things. But with Fear Factor, it's different because they're like not trying to make it taste good, you know, like.
Right. No.
It's a little different.
You know, you think of like how people in different regions and things like that, a lot of them use what they have to eat, and they have to mm-hmm. eat pretty disgusting parts of animals. So I don't know how they do it. Kudos to them. It ain't me, bro.
Mm-hmm. I would eat Food Network. You need somebody that's going to do the job for like a lot less than you're paying them, because what Guy Fieri is making $80 million on his new contract. Like I will work for, dude, give me $500,000 and we can talk. Like, well,
I mean, I feel like that's overpaying for you. Honestly,
oh, I know exactly, dude. It wouldn't even. It seriously wouldn't be. But even so, like, listen, if you're paying me $500,000, I'm gonna be happy. You're gonna be happy because you're not paying $80 million.
He's taking you to Flavor Town. Where are you taking? Where are you taking people?
Disappointment Town.
Disappointmentburg.
But here's the thing. If I start the episodes off talking about how you are going to be disappointed that you wasted your time to watch this episode, it's not on me. I've warned you now, you know?
I feel like that might cause a lot of people not to watch, which is kind of the exact opposite of the effect you're looking for.
Well, and that's why you're paying me only $500,000 instead of $80 million for.
Look, you can pay me $500,000 and nobody will watch, or you can pay $80 million and a bunch of people will watch.
Yeah.
Your choice.
Yeah. Let me build up my credibility, you know?
How would you build up your credibility if nobody's watching?
That's what I mean. I get a few years under my belt. Then I'm like, hey, this actually might not suck.
You're going to give you a few years of nobody watching?
But that's what I mean. Then halfway through, I'm like, hey, look, this doesn't suck as much as it used to, so you can watch this now.
Better.
We've gotten a lot better. You should see how far we've come. Go watch the first episode and see how horrible that was, and then come back, and you'll be like, wow.
And then see how far I've come. Watch me eat this catfish whisker on TV.
Catfish whisker with no pearl onion. Yeah, take the pearl onion out.
Dude, I was at this restaurant here in town, and I can't remember what it was called, but I always wanted to try dim sum, like with the little bowls and the whole thing. I always wanted to try that, and I thought this place had it, but I guess I was wrong. One of the things on the menu was duck tongues.
Ooh.
Like tongues from a duck.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of them in a bowl.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, I ordered rice, and all I could picture was duck tongue, and I almost vomited. Even with the rice, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. I was like, duck tongue, because I just pictured the little duck tongue. And
I got bit by a duck recently. Did I tell you that?
That sounds about right.
Let me see, duck tongue. Oh yeah, it does look like a tongue too. Like it almost looks like a frog.
Gross.
Oh, it looks good.
No, it does not. Well, I know a place where you can get some.
I would for sure try this.
Of course you would.
It kind of I'm trying to see what it's. Yeah, that doesn't look too bad. The first question is, duck tongue edible? Well, you're showing it to me on a plate that looks like it's put in some kind of sauce with some seasoning. I bet it better be edible. You just wasted a ton of and it's like on a shish kebab. Wow, that was tough. Oh, maybe that one I wouldn't pierced be able to eat tongue? What, that
pierced duck tongue?
Yeah, pretty much. The part that would throw me off is it almost looks like a squid, because there's like, I don't know what those are at the bottom of the tongue, but that's the part that would freak me out a little bit.
Yeah, I can't. I won't even look at it, because I'm going to make you throw up. You'll be done. I can't do it, because tongue is just like a muscle, and it's just...
You definitely don't want to look at them. You don't want to look at them pre-cooked. That is pretty gross looking. The fact that they keep showing me, I said duck tongue, and they keep showing me a goose is bothering me.
Duck tongue goose?
Like, I don't want to, but isn't dim sum duck tongue?
No, I think dim sum, unless I'm incorrect, is like a bunch of different things. Like,
let me see what
it's a style of serving of like little bowls of like, there's like dumplings, and then there's like,
oh yeah, I see what you're saying,
bao and things like that, and just different stuff. But I could be wrong.
No, you're right. Dim sum is a traditional Chinese meal made up of small plates of dumplings and other snack dishes. So it's like essentially appetizers. Just
kind of like what's the word?
What do they do at is it
kind of like tapas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of appetizers, yeah.
Yeah, or like, where do we go here in Jack's? There's a place out of Jack's Beach that you go and you can order. It's like the ultimate appetizer plate, and it's like, it comes with like nachos in the middle, and then on the side it's like six chicken wings. On the, you know, it's just a bunch of appetizers. Yeah,
I know all about that, because I love different flavors and different stuff. So
I am obsessed with nachos.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Nachos are awesome.
Nachos are my move. But, you know, Fortnite's making a film.
Justin, that was a smooth transition. Hey, Food Network, fire Guy Fieri. Get this guy. You should see how he makes transitions.
Yeah, listen.
We were in the duck tongue, my friend.
We were deep in duck tongue, and now we're back to Fortnite in one sentence. Being
deep in you, you know what I mean?
Well, if I eat it, it'll be deep in me.
That's true.
I feel like this episode was a massive failure in terms of talking about.
No, we covered the movie. It's coming out probably, maybe. And
then we gave 9 minutes, 9 to 10 minutes of food talk.
I love the idea of seeing it in real life. Like, I love that idea.
I'm surprised there hasn't been more talk of a creation of like Fortnite World.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. Fortnite World with paintball guns.
Ooh, that would be a lot of fun. I bet, hold on, I'll look it up. I bet you there is Fortnite paintball. I bet there is a Fortnite paintball place. Yep, real life. First thing that pops up. Oh, no, never mind. We don't want that.
See, there's like, there was a theme. They did a theme park, like a traveling theme park for a while. I don't know if you remember that. Zip lines that were supposed to, you know, imitate the gliders and different stuff like that, like kind of fake parkour kind of deal.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So, but that's not the same for me. I'm talking about like real, you know, sturdy foundations and playing like legit paintball in these places.
So Watchtower Adventures, I'm trying to see where this is.
Fitness paintball.
I'm trying to see where this is. Where is it? Oh, United Kingdom. Yeah. It looks like they did a Fortnite themed paintball arena. This would have been in 2019. And it looks like they had a lot of fun. But it doesn't look like Fortnite, so I guess it's not actually what it was. It was just they themed it off that way, you know?
I would want it to look like Fortnite.
Make it that whole map, although it keeps changing, so that kind of makes it tough.
Well, you know, like, take the best parts, I guess, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
but again, you know, like, maybe, like, dress up like a rock and go get it.
Yeah, I'm just going to go hide in a bush.
That's how I do it. I did that. I put a lot of games doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, whatever gets you the dub.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, well, that'll wrap it up. Justin's going to go get himself a duck tongue hoagie and call it a day.
A doagie.
A doagie.
Well, yeah, that doesn't work.
And maybe pipe up his resume and head it over to the Food Network. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, the whole nine yards. If we're on TikTok, maybe I'll do some TikToks and you guys can follow us up on that.
Yeah.
On TikTok under Shirtless Boy Wonder. Right? Is that what it is?
Nope. Just Justin C on the air.
Oh, all right. Stop.
Yeah.
It's good, but
yeah.
Either way, have fun at the fair, buddy.
Thanks. Yeah.
Take any wooden nickels. Be safe.
We will be good. We are going to eat all the funnel cake.
The only time anybody's ever confronted me for something I said on the radio was at that fair.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I had a slightly racist incident with a man out there as well.
Wow.
He was very, very racist.
Well, you know, hopefully I don't run into that situation this weekend.
That'll be fine. It's 2021. That was 2 years ago. Nobody's racist anymore.
Oh, good. We're perfect.
Yeah, we're fine. All right, guys. We'll see you later, man. Have a great one. And we'll be back if it won't be Justin, myself, and Steve and Justin will definitely be back to talk about some Nintendo news.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, very, very exciting stuff. So make sure you catch up with us next time, all right? In the meantime, this is the Newbie Brothers. My name is Tank.
My name is Justin.
Bareback Shirtigan. Wait, no, what was it?
Shirtigan. I like that, though.
Yeah.
All right.
See you guys.